How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
And welcome to Like-Minded Friends.
Hello, I'm Tom Allen.
And I'm Susie Ruffle.
Here we all are.
Here we all are.
Another episode.
Yes.
Another week has gone by.
How's your week been?
Well, you know, it's been busy. So
you are so busy at the moment. How are you having downtime?
I'm not. That's a bit of an issue. But
okay. Part
of me thinks it's okay. The thing I struggle with, though, is just not getting enough sleep. That's all.
How much are you trying to get at the moment?
Well, at the moment, it's about 6 hours sleep a night, which is not enough.
No.
You can see where those politicians look so haggard.
Yeah, you can. So I've started using this thing called Sleep Cycle. This sounds like an ad.
It sounds like an ad, Susie.
And it's not.
Again, another thing we're not getting paid for. Go on. Who are they?
They just record you sleeping.
Oh, yes, I used to use that.
And they tell you how deep sleep you're in.
Is creepy about people recording you sleeping? Do they film you?
Yeah, and you've got to wear like certain clothes.
Fine.
Yeah.
That seems normal.
But they they just record your sleeping. They can tell when you're in deep sleep by your breathing.
Wow.
My friend did one. My friend who remained nameless did one where they recorded you... If you started speaking, it recorded it.
Oh, that's creepy.
And she like listened back to it and she just went, like in the middle of the night, she just went, I haven't got any knickers on.
Wow. I wonder what I say in sleep. What worries me is I sometimes sleep on trains.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Probably revealing everything.
Talking in your sleep.
Yeah, what is that
sleeping
song about?
In your dreams. He's mentioning another woman in his sleep.
Oh, so it can be revealing.
My friend just went, I'm not wearing any knickers.
Why wasn't she wearing any knickers?
I don't know if she... I think she probably was in real life. I don't know. She wasn't wearing them in a dream. Mm. Same friend that also said in her sleep, another thing it recorded was her saying, well, listen, Trevor, I'm going to have to take your flask. That was it.
Wonder what that dream is. I don't remember my dreams very much. Do you? Not to make this about dreams, because that's the most boring thing, isn't it?
Yeah, talking about other people's dreams. I don't mind it too much.
I don't mind.
Everyone says, oh, it's really dull. But I mean, fucking hell, how many podcasts have we done? You can listen to our dreams.
You can... Susie.
I'm joking.
Please, the listeners.
I'm only joking.
They've all got dreams.
We've all got dreams. Like Gabrielle.
Like, dreams can come true. Where is Gabrielle?
I don't know. Oh, I know that she did a festival in the summer because one of my friends was there.
And?
Good voice.
I bet.
Yeah.
You know, I was impressed with who I saw sing live.
Go on.
Lisa Stansfield.
Oh, yeah. She's really good.
She was phenomenal.
Talk to me about when you saw Lisa Stansfield.
So, long story.
I feel like it's about to be a clang.
I was the co-host on Loose Ends.
Clang.
Still do it on occasion.
Radio 4.
Diary permitting. And so basically what you do, Clive Anderson hosts it, and then they get in a guest host. People like Emma Freud do it. Sarah Cox does it.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Cox, who I love.
Wow.
Huge fan.
Huge fans, both of us.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in, Clive does most of the show, and then you interview one person.
Sure.
Fun.
So you interviewed Lisa Stansfield?
No. But who did I interview that day? Might have been Bridget Christie. It was nice.
Oh, fun. I love Bridget Christie.
Such a nice one. And I think if I'm right, no, maybe it wasn't that one because Sean Hayes was on that one. He was so nice. He was so nice.
Mm, from Will and Grace.
Jack from Will and Grace. He was so...
Was he charming?
Like, charming and chatty. And like as soon as you met him, it's like, oh my God, I want to talk to you about this. I want to talk to you about that. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, it's so nice when people are like
I
that.
I love him. I loved... It feels like it's often found in America, mainly in our community.
Sure.
Not exclusively. But that kind of... Very bright, very switched on, want to talk, want to communicate.
That's how I assumed Jonathan Van Ness would be if I met him.
Yes, I think,
who I love.
I think I think JVN might be a bit like that. Mm. And I love it. I think what an amazing way. That's I would aspire to be like that. Why aren't we more like that? Just engaged in the world. And like,
okay, yeah.
What about this? What do you think about this? I want to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Why should, we're so... Do you know what? We're so trained to like hide our light under a bushel because we got bullied at school for being too flamboyant.
Yeah.
I'm speaking as a we. I should speak as an I. I don't know about...
No, don't speak as a we. Why not?
But I think that's why we're all like, no, shut up, you.
Yeah, or like, it's cool not to be interested in things.
Yeah, where does that come from? I hate that.
Like, anyone... Like, I love anyone having like an interest. Like, I spoke to someone...
Be interested in things.
...the other day who worked on the trains in an audience.
Oh, that sounds a bit boring.
But, no, yes, it does.
I'm joking.
He obviously really loved it. Mm. And he was like super charming and lovely.
Was it Tim Dunn?
No.
Oh, Tim Dunn's got a good Twitter account if you like trains.
Oh, really?
Mm, good person to follow, just saying. Yeah, people who are interested in things. People having conversations. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Like, it's fine if you disagree, but just talk about things. Or go, I thought this. Do you think this is okay?
Yeah, totally. Completely agree.
What are your thoughts on that? Have I got the wrong end of the stick? Have I even got a stick?
All these things are very important, Tom.
Yeah. Why aren't we like that more? Engage, switch on. What are you having for lunch? Don't know yet. I love sandwiches.
It's what kind of sandwiches do you like?
I love...
I mean, I know what kind of sandwiches you like. Yeah, we can have that conversation,
chicken and bacon, Marks and Spencer's, lots of mayonnaise, malted brown loaf, bit too cold, but I like it.
Is that how you like it? A bit too cold? Or you're saying...
of the fridge. Or I like chicken and sweet corn with salt and pepper... crisp.
Oh, lovely. I like cheese and celery.
Do you know?
Yeah, I'm one of the people that buy that sandwich.
I always think, who the fuck is buying that?
This little girl. This good girl. This good boy. Opposite you.
What do you... Wow. And that, how much is that? That one, it's only like £1.30 or something, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's very cheap. Very affordable.
Very affordable. Very affordable.
Mm.
Who are the people buying the wafer thin ham and mustard?
I don't know.
Is it wafer thin ham and mustard? Wafer thin ham and
wafer thin ham mustard. Or the wafer thin ham and coleslaw.
Yes. I don't like either of those things.
Oh, I think I've had that before.
I don't like coleslaw.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
God, I'm glad I got that much. I don't like it.
Oh, I love it.
I don't like it.
With cheese on a hot baked potato.
Really?
Can you think of anything
Joel's
worse?
Nodding.
Joel's nodding.
I don't mind it. I just find it a bit of a...
Do you know what I hate?
What?
Hot tuna. I think if someone has a tuna melt, they can absolutely get fucked.
I don't like tuna from a tin.
My brother loves a tuna melt and I think it's
I
mad.
I don't like things that come out of a tin. I'm sorry. I've tried.
Like meat out of a tin. What about those...
Delia Smith, when she did this... No, is that weird?
No, go on. What are you going to say?
Delia Smith did a series where she made something with tinned meat.
No, thank you. What about those tinned pies?
Oh, Frey Bentos. Well...
Oh, Tom, no. You can't say that you won't eat meat from a tin and then eat a pie from a tin.
It's different, isn't it, if it's in pastry?
No, it's not. It's still in a tin. Have you had one?
No. I think I might have
Would you? Do you reckon we've eaten one without knowing by going to like a quite rubbish pub?
Yeah, when you're possibly, I think. I mean, what about a pucker pie from a fish and chips?
It wouldn't be what I'd get at a fish and chips, Tom.
No, me neither. It's
what
not
would
a pie
you have?
And chips, is it?
You'd have a piece of cod.
A cod or a haddock. Don't mind. Sure. Whichever's overfished. Least overfished. I don't go for the one deliberately because it's overfished. I'll have the last of it. And chips, gherkin, buttered bap.
Do you put the chips into the buttered bap?
Yes.
Would you put the fish in there as well?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
What a pervert. a fish sandwich.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Oh, I don't know. Fish from fish and chips in a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Would you do that?
I don't know. I wouldn't have that sort of reaction to it. But then I'd also dip the BAP into curry sauce.
Oh my goodness. That is a worry.
See, I'd put curry sauce on one side of the plate and mushy peas on the other.
Stop it. Stop it right now. I only get mushy peas because it's sort of, I feel like it's a vegetable. Go on.
And I'd have a fish cake as well. There you go. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Who's getting those sausages with an actual condom on it?
Sausages with an actual condom on it.
You've seen them.
Do you mean the Savoy?
Yeah.
They're vile. My girlfriend, I mean, ironically, quite likes a battered Savoy.
That is interesting.
battered Sav.
Did she say it's Sav?
She would. My girlfriend does a thing where she shortens everything.
About
so
Sav?
Like, so like everywhere that we go, like now we're going to be living in Sydenham. Now it's just Sids.
Sids?
Sids.
I don't know about
you wouldn't
this.
Like it. You wouldn't like it, but she shortens everything.
Coming around my area. Giving it new names.
Yeah.
What's she going to call Penge? Pen?
I don't know.
Brom? Penny. Bromley? Brom?
Brommers.
Brommers. People do say Brommers.
But yeah, I think I would have a fish cake. And I think that's the best thing to get a fish cake up. One of those orange ones where you're like, why is it orange? I don't know. It tastes so good.
Orangey goodness.
Such orangey goodness. And dip that bad boy right in that curry sauce.
Whoa.
Yes, please. Who's eating a pickled egg?
I was about to say that. Who's eating a pickled egg?
I don't like a hard boiled egg.
I don't really.
I like a dippy egg, sure.
I like
dip with soldiers. Yes, please.
See, I don't like a Scotch egg unless it's one of those ones that's like made in a fancy restaurant and when you cut into it it's runny in the middle.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't like it if it was just a natural egg.
I had a quail's egg the other day, dipped in panko. Ooh.
You've changed, haven't you? You've sort of become the person we always knew you would.
You know what I mean?
Were you with the Bake Off people?
I don't like to say, but yes, I was.
Well, there you go. Kelsa Priest. Mm.
It was lovely.
Was it?
Yeah, it was delicious. But I don't like a hard-boiled egg, but... Sometimes when I've been for things like afternoon tea,
sure.
there's an egg mayonnaise sandwich and I sometimes will make myself have it.
Yeah.
If the establishment is high-end enough.
What about tuna?
Absolutely not.
Salmon?
Yes, please.
I'm guessing because it's you, it would have to be...
Fumé, smoked.
It wouldn't be tinned salmon.
What high-end hotel is getting a tin of salmon? What else have they got? A bit of Primula fish paste.
Did you used to have paste at school in your sandwiches?
No, I wouldn't. I don't like anything. As a child, I didn't like anything saucy or a mush. Did you have?
I used to have paste.
Sandwich paste.
Beef paste sandwiches.
Oh. What were we doing?
I don't know.
That was the 80s.
I used to have Billy Bear meat, which is like this weird spam. It was like a bear's face.
Bear's face in it.
And it was my favourite. That's what you said at school.
Horrific.
Isn't it awful?
Yeah.
Well, like it would be like different coloured for the bear's face.
I think they do.
So processed.
Do they still make it in Tesco?
Probably.
Or something. I don't know. I feel like it's still available on some deli counters.
Gross.
Gross. Gross.
What was your favourite sandwich to have at school?
Oh, good question. I went through a long period of having just Marmite.
No cheese?
No. Didn't like cheese as a child, unless it was melted.
You're such a...
Surprise. And then ham. Moved on to ham. But actually, I think I liked turkey. Through phase of liking turkey. I often didn't eat my lunch because I was too nervous in front of the other children.
Oh, Tom.
I didn't enjoy having lunch.
No, it's quite stressful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. And then I remember by the time I got to college, I'd often eat my lunch on the way to college.
Oh, did you ever do that? Lovely. Out of excitement.
Just be like, oh, I'll have this now. And then you'd get to like 1 o'clock and be like, oh, I'm really hungry. I've got a money.
Yeah. And at secondary school, I didn't like to get sandwiches out. I was embarrassed of having sandwiches.
Yeah. But then I also didn't really want to eat what they'd made.
No. Or disgusting like school canteen food.
Yeah. Although they did used to do a really nice pizza that was kind of like.
Was it like a square? Like you get a square of it and it was mainly bread.
It was mainly bread and like some really cheap tomato paste and cheese. That was always quite nice.
I do remember that.
They used to do that for breakfast at my school.
Yeah.
That's so unhealthy.
So rank under those hot lamps. What do you want?
Never. But they didn't have much customer service, did they?
No. Can you imagine being a dinner lady in...
My mum was a dinner lady for a bit.
Was she? Serving?
Yeah.
Was it stressful? I was going to say, I think it must be very
stressful.
It was
at primary school, so the kids were like,
that's
sweet.
Nice. But at a secondary school?
Oh, the kids are horrible.
Horrible kids, and you've got to be there.
And they're all like sweaty and spotty, aren't they? Oh. Like, we all go through that phase. I'm not slagging them.
I did. Definitely.
But God, I was sweaty and spotty.
Probably wasn't.
I remember having a fringe that was always greasy. Oh, vile.
And cake that was like a sponge.
Oh,
with
yeah.
With just icing in hundreds and thousands.
Yeah, with white icing in hundreds of thousands. It'd be really thick and like not great.
Not great cake. And donuts. Oh, the donuts are still feeling like massive iced donuts.
Yeah. Really?
And there'd be like a girl who'd like always have that in her blazer pocket.
Yeah, called like Lacey.
Lacey, like ripped blazer pocket.
Yeah, and she'd always like... maybe make a hole in her jumper to put her thumb through.
Oh, yeah, all of that.
And then, like, maybe, like, drawing, like, stars on, like, her shoes or something.
Yeah, Lacey, you look like an absolute disgrace.
Yeah. She'd be like, I don't care. Teachers.
Well, if I see you coming to school like that tomorrow, you can't go into class or something.
That's, yeah, something like that.
You'd have to sit outside the head of year's office. Oh, yeah, bad.
Bad times.
Bad times. So, do we have a theme?
I think we had one, but we lost it. What were we talking about, Joel?
School canteen.
I mean...
Why not?
You being tired.
Oh, me being tired. Do you think diet has a lot to say for it?
Yeah, I do.
What shall I be? Shall I be a vegan?
I mean, I think the thing is, I think we should probably all be vegans, but I'm not. Mm. But I think it is. Everybody. Our friend Kerry Pritchard-McLean, who we did the Comedy Bus with earlier in the year, which actually should be on your screens right now,
yeah,
like
actually.
Not this moment. I don't know what time you're watching it, listening to it, but it is out in the wild wide now.
But she's a vegan, isn't she?
She's a vegan, and that's because she spoke to someone that does stuff with climate change, and she said,
"Yeah,
if there's one thing that I could do, he said, that's, go vegan.
That is probably good, isn't it? I think certainly being aware of what we're eating as well. It's good.
Yeah, but I think just like not eating things that are too heavy, not eating too close
fish and
to
chips,
bed.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips. Putting goodness in your bod.
Fish and chips.
Yeah.
Salt and vinegar. I don't have any other sauces. I'm a bit... Curry sauce feels like that's something that you get in northern fish and chip shops, not down south.
Oh, no, discuss. You can get it in Portsmouth. Not a problem.
Really?
Mm.
Under the counter, though?
Under the counter. It's not drugs.
But I feel in the south it is a bit.
Nah.
What are the fish...
You're thinking of gravy. Gravy is very northern.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah, you should be. You couldn't get gravy in the south.
You can't.
And if you asked for gravy in Portsmouth,
that would be,
you'd get your marching orders.
You
curry sauce, however.
And
I wonder
sorry,
how that
everybody.
Came about.
What?
Having curry sauce at a fish and chips.
I wonder.
Tweet in.
Let us know. It's a wonderful place, a fish and chip shop.
It is, I love it.
Portsmouth's got some good ones.
Yeah, we had some, didn't we? At the Comedy Bus.
Oh, yes. Oh, that was the one. Oh, yes. Well, maybe it'll be in the edit. So they can all watch it there. But
it was...
deep-throated a cod, basically.
Tom deep-throated a cod. It was very funny.
And then I did eat it. It was delicious.
But I think that having a good diet does really help when you're knackered.
Yeah. I should... The thing is, like, you know, your David Beckhams and that, they've all probably got chefs and that,
yeah, that's
they?
The thing.
So they always never look tired and they've always got a six pack.
Yeah.
But, you know, what have I got? Pret-a-manger.
Yeah, and you could have a dog.
I can't even have a dog.
You can't even have a dog.
Never mind a chef.
Yeah, that's the thing. Very expensive to keep one.
Very expensive.
Why don't you just find a boyfriend that's a chef?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Okay, if there's any chunky kind chefs.
Oh, you know me, chunky and kind. And a chef.
And a chef.
Not difficult combination, really.
No. Get in touch.
Never
in a
trust
box.
A thin chef. You know that's the rule.
Really?
Never trust a thin chef.
I used to work with a thin chef. She was quite bitchy.
Was she?
Mm.
What about?
Always like tell people off for like asking to like change things. Like be like, oh, could they have mash instead of chips?
Tell them I can't have that.
All that sort of carry on. And you think, oh, for fuck's sake.
Come
we're
on.
Only making food. Let's not get silly.
Yeah.
Just getting someone's dinner.
Just cooking someone's dinner.
You know, I appreciate it.
She doesn't sound like she was very kind. And also she's not my type.
No, I don't think she's your type. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but chefs, I suppose they work similar hours to us, don't they?
They're yes, nights. That'd be good. You could do like, you know, have dates in the daytime.
Daytime dates. You got to go to work now.
Bye, love.
Bye, love. See ya.
Oh, I think maybe we found your future husband.
If you had a dog. Anyway, if you're out there, you know the number.
You know the number. You can get in touch.
And let us know.
So, Tom, when will Bake Off be on our screens?
May.
Okay, great. So
very,
very soon.
Bake Off Professionals, we're coming back. It is a great selection of chefs. They're brilliant. They are also talented. They go on a wonderful journey.
Mm-hmm.
We're really proud of them. So I hope you enjoy watching the program.
I can't wait to watch. You're just finishing up your trip of Australia. You have been.
I think so as this goes out. Yeah, yep. I'll probably be going to Sydney next.
Great. So if you're in Sydney, look Tom up. I'm still on tour.
Yes.
And my show at the Edinburgh Festival will be going on sale very soon.
Yes.
So you can find out everything at susieruffle.com.
Or TomIndeed.com if you want to see anything about me.
Exactly. Now, that we may have a brief pause next week. Tom's flying back from Australia. We don't know if we're going to have a chance to get together.
Before next
depending
week.
Depending on jet lag.
And it'll be nice to do it.
It'll be lovely to do it. However, if we miss out, please forgive us and we'll be back to normal once a week.
The following week.
The following week.
We're sorry if the... Yeah.
Yeah. So we hope you understand.
Please understand. Please forgive us.
Please forgive us. But yes, and I hope you're all out there having a lovely time. If you want to get in touch, please do. If you want to suggest topics that you'd like us to discuss, please do.
Oh, yes. We love to hear from you on that sort of thing. Chat to like-minded friends at...
gmail.com.
Gmail. Two, of course, is spelled as a word, T-O.
Mm-hmm.
Do let us know. We love hearing from you.
Always do, yeah.
And we very much appreciate your listenership.
We really do, yeah.
But keep busy. Do talk to each other. Be a bright, shining light in the world. People will thank you for it.
And treat yourself to fish and chips.
Do have a nice fish and chips. Or just a bag of chips.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
I think it was... Well, I used to live on a street that had a fish and chip shop on the corner.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, those were happy days. And, oh, it was a lovely warm flat as well. I loved it.
Come on, Grandma, let's go.
Let's go. All right, everybody.
Okay. Bye
for now.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book. Am I having fun now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I having fun now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.